Dr. Pinsky dictating an IME on a female named Karen Rothman, R-O-T-H-M-A-N. Karen Rothman is a 62-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 3/31/22. But at that time, her foot caught underneath a pallet, causing her to fall forward on concrete with her left knee. But this occurred in a Walmart facility in what she calls a, quote, action alley, end quote, that was not covered. Period. As a result, she believes she injured her left knee but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to what she understands to be a final diagnosis of a fracture of the tibial plateau. But this was treated conservatively without surgical intervention. Period. She's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. And then put this in bold, this sentence should be in the present complaints. She complains of having weakness and pain in the knee that goes down her leg. Period, her toes get numb. Period, she has difficulty navigating stairs, as well as getting in and out of a car leading with her left leg. Period, new paragraph. As per the records provided, her claim petition alleges being injured on 3/31/22. Period. She reported tripping and falling on a pallet, causing left tibial plateau fracture and partial tear of the meniscus. Period. Treatment records show she was seen at Cooper Orthopedics by Dr. Fry, F-R-Y, on 4/15/22. Period. She complained of anterior knee pain and left distal tibia resolving ecchymosis and pain. Period. X-rays of the knee and ankle were done in the office. Period. She stated on 3/31/22 she was walking in Walmart and tripped over a pallet, landing on the anterior aspect of her knee and distal tibia. Period. She did not have any previous injury to this lower extremity. Period. He performed an exam and noted the x-ray showed no fractures or dislocations. Period. He placed her in a patella tracking brace and rendered diagnoses of acute pain of the left knee, comma, acute pain of the left ankle, comma, as well as contusions of the left patella and left lower leg. Period. She returned to return in 4 to 6 weeks for follow-up, but does not appear to have done so. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Rothman was seen at Rothman Urgent Care on 4/21/22 by a physician assistant named Mr. Riotta, R-I-O-T-T-A. Period. She continued to work full duty. Period. She continued to have progressively worsening increased pain and stiffness primarily to her left knee, but also her lower leg and ankle. Period. The previous day, she noted a pop in her knee, and after which she was unable to bear any weight. Period. Repeat x-rays of the knee. Demonstrated a fracture to the tibial plateau. Period. Joint spaces were well preserved. Period. X-rays of the left ankle showed no fracture or dislocation. Period. She was diagnosed with left tibial plateau fracture and left ankle sprain, for which she was to remain on crutches. Period. She would begin taking an 81 milligram aspirin to prevent DVT and was referred for an MRI. Period. New paragraph. MRI of the left knee was done on 1/31/23. Period. Those results will be inserted here. Period. New paragraph on 4/26/22. She was seen by physician assistant Hart, H-A-R-T, who noted her course of treatment to date. Period. He noted the results of the MRI, that showed an avulsion fracture with minimal displacement of the proximal tibia at the PCL footprint. Also looks to be possible tear of the root of the medial meniscus. Period, there was a moderate-sized popliteal cyst. Period. He placed her in a range of motion brace for ambulation locked straight. Period. She followed up on 5/10/22, reporting no pain or issues with ambulating. Period. She denied walking without her crutches. Period. X-rays done that day showed no movement of the fracture fragment. Period. He thought it was okay to wean out of the brace. Period. She was also referred for physical therapy. Period. She followed up at Rothman with Dr. Gwynn, G-W-I-N, on 9/2/22. She related having gone to physical therapy and had complete improvement in the knee. But since then, the pain had returned somewhat, especially with ascending stairs or kneeling on the knee. Period. Repeat x-ray showed healing of her tibial plateau fracture compared to prior films. Period. She was rendered diagnosis of unilateral primary osteoarthritis of the left knee, comma, left knee pain, comma, and iliotibial band syndrome. Period. Ms. Rothman was prescribed meloxicam and would resume her physical therapy exercises. Period. Progress was monitored by Dr. Gwynn and her colleagues over the next several months through 5/23/23, period. It was noted they had tried to obtain a bone stimulator for a few months with no improvement in her pain. Here she still has lateral knee pain. Period. That was as of the visit of 5/12/23. Period. On the 5/23/23 visit, Dr. Krieg, K-R-I-E-G, performed another orthopedic evaluation. Period. He reviewed the MRI and had x-rays showing a small ossicle posterior to the tibial condyles on the lateral view. Period. Otherwise, there was no evidence of abnormality. Period. Range of motion of the left knee was from 0 to 140 degrees with no varus or valgus instability. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. She has some tenderness along the lateral joint line and along the posterior lateral corner. Period. His impression was small. Status post small posterior condylar injury on MRI 1 year ago. Period. She may have a non-united ossicle. Period. He explained there was nothing else he could offer her for what appears to be a small non-united ossicle. Secondary to either a small injury to the posterior condyles, comma, avulsion injury of the related PCL and/or capsule, comma, or other source of this ossicle. Period. He explained this was out of the room of her, of his practice. Period. He recommended she see a sports medicine surgeon to see if there are any operative lesions which might benefit her. Period. Physical exam. Extremities low and normal up through. There was tenderness palpation at the left knee, medial and lateral joint lines, come in the prepatella area, come in popliteal space, but there was none on the right. Period. Knee maneuver, she had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Lumbosacral, she changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 70 degrees and rise. Period. The rest of that is normal impressions. On 3/31/22, Karen Rothman tripped and fell onto her left knee while at work. Period. She seen at Cooper Orthopedics on 4/15/22, and followed up at Rossman Orthopedics beginning 4/21/22. Paired x-rays identified what was thought to be a fracture and will be inserted here. Paired, she had various forms of bracing and physical therapy. Paired, insert the results of the MRI here. New paragraph, she saw a series of orthopedic specialists. Paired, at one point she utilized a bone stimulator. Paired, ultimately she followed up with Dr. Krieg through 5/23/23 and wrote, her lesion falls outside his practice and he recommended she see a sports surgeon. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found Ms. Rothman ambulated with physiologic gait. Period, there was no antalgia or use of any assistive devices. Period, she had full range of motion of the left knee without crepitus or tenderness. Period, there was some tenderness to palpation. Period, McMurray's maneuver on the left elicited tenderness, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, she ambulated without antalgia or assistive device. Period, she could squat to 70 degrees, complaining of left knee tenderness. Paired, new paragraph, this case represents 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg, period, and that is the end.